This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. Welcome to the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and Bongani on this beautiful, beautiful, blessed, glorious, everything good Wednesday, a day that our Father, our God has made for us. Welcome to the Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a great show. Bongani, what are you saying?
Looking forward to a great show indeed. I'm so excited today, especially because of the guests that are in the show, in the studio with us today. I tell you, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fireworks. My advice to you is that you grab your Bible, you grab your notebook, you take your pen, of course, and be ready to take notes. And guess what? Also, your cell phone. Make sure that you WhatsApp us on 081-7291-657. 081-7291-657. This is Bongani Msibi saying hi to everyone on Cape Pulpit 729 AM, your daily companion on this beautiful day, the 19th of January 2022. You know what, Lindy, somebody said, this January looks like fake. You know, we're not broke. You know, normally in January, people are broke, but life is good. I believe this is a beautiful year.
It is an awesome year.
It's as if God has come just to pay back, you know, for the lost time, you know, 2020, 2021, 2 years. I feel God is restoring to us double. Therefore, we are inviting you to join us. After this beautiful song by Johnny Sneyman, What Kind of Love, we have Pastor Olu George from Jesus House for All Nation in Blowback Strand. I know some of you will know him from the show Focus and Throne Room together with his lovely wife, Olu George. I asked them, I know you also have the same question. Olu, Tolu.
Yeah.
After this beautiful song, maybe before the show is over, would know why Olu, why Tolu. Yes, Johnny Sneyman. What a beautiful song by Johnny Sneyman. What kind of love, what kind of love. Indeed, our God is love. Our God is love. And, perfect love casts out all fear. And I trust that you are ready to hear the word of the Lord. Sorry about that small glitch over there. We really apologize for that. But yeah, we thank you for joining us and tuning in on the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with Bongani and, of course, Lindy. Lindy, I see you shaking your head. How are you doing? Are you still fine?
No, I'm good. I actually wanted to cut you off that before you introduce our guest for this afternoon. I just wanted to let our listeners and if they've heard about our billboards.
Yebo.
So, yes, K-Pulpit billboard, is visible. Our billboards are visible throughout the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. And our billboards are up in various spots such as Somerset West, N1 City, Palm, Paden Island. When you see one, please make sure that you take a photo of it, and you send it to 081-729-1657, and visit also our social media platforms on Facebook, 729 Cape Pulpit, and comment on our videos that says, "Have you spotted us?" So Cape Pulpit, you always know, most your daily companion. Where else can you be?
But it can also be beautiful if they just take a selfie as well.
Just a selfie with the billboard.
They are so beautiful. I've seen the one on Paden Island. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Especially at night. I love it. So make sure that you do take a picture and send it through as Lindiwe has indicated to us. And guess what? We are also live on our Facebook page, 729 AM. K-Pulpit Radio Kapse Council. Make sure that you go in there, share it with your friends, text somebody, comment, like, whatever it is that you want to do, and, you know, and be blessed. Amen.
Yeah, I see Sis TC is here. Thank you, Sis TC, for coming through.
We love
on
you.
Facebook. We love you so much. And Samuel Adams, who has joined us on Facebook as well. Welcome awesome. To the show.
Welcome to the show. And we trust that when you finish here, you're not going to be the same again. That much I can guarantee you. Because I can tell you now, for the past whatever years you've been on earth, you've experienced some stresses in your life. And today, you're about to get a dose of healing on how you can deal with that. Pastor Olu, how are you, sir?
I'm doing so well. So glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen. Yeah, I'm laughing because they thought maybe we are just pulling a fast one on them. There's no Pastor Olu here. I'm laughing because just when you said hi, and I was like, there he is. Yeah. I told you, we don't lie on this show.
I'm and sure they trust you.
Yeah, and of course, we the better half says, no, you know what? When my hubby is coming to the show, I'm not remaining behind. I'm taking along. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Pastor Bongani. It's such a delight to be here.
Amen. Glad to have you with us. And we just want to hear from Pastor Olu, and we'll see how we handle Mama Tolu with us here. But God is a good God.
All the time.
Mtlekazi, what do you have for us today?
Where do I start?
From the beginning.
Well, I wrote this book.
2022, sir.
Yes.
You wrote a book. It's
going
a beautiful
to be
book.
Amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Darkness will cover the earth. Gross Amen. Darkness will cover the people.
Amen.
But the glory of God
That's
will shine
right.
like
That's
never
right.
before.
Come on.
It's a season of opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a season of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the eye of the eagle to spot opportunities. Because the opportunities coming this year are going to be like a shooting star. If you snooze, you lose. If you don't see it, you miss it. Just like Elijah said to Elisha, you want double portion of my anointing. If you see me go up, you can have it. Just like God said to Father Abraham, look northwards, southwards, eastward, westward, as far as you see, I will give to you. You know, if you had the eye of the eagle, you could read the text message on your iPhone or your Android phone.
Whichever
from the roof of a 10-story building, you can see it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
May God give you the eye of the eagle so you can see clearly, you can see brighter, and you can see farther. But you need the hearing of the bat. The bat does not see, but it projects sound, and the bouncing off of the sound guides it. It doesn't run into walls or trees or all that. Mm. But number three, you need the wisdom of the serpent. Mm. The serpent has no hearing, completely deaf. Yet it picks up vibrations from the earth.
Come on.
And knows when an enemy is approaching or when a prey is in sight. So may God give you, my friend, in this year of opportunity, in this year of restoration, the eye of the eagle, the hearing of a bat, and the sensitivity of the serpent.
Can somebody please call 911 and call the fire department, because you know what? It's going to be fireworks here. Pastor Olu, 2022
yes,
have begun. This is the 19th day of 2022, January.
Yes.
And, you know, we just joked earlier on because most of the time people in this month, the first month, they go through the most.
Yes.
You know, and they start stressing.
Yes.
And they look forward to the year, or even right now, even those that are saying, this month is a fake month. I'm not broke. Meaning, you know, things are going well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at the back of their mind, and even in their hearts, they are saying, hey, when are things going to go bad? You know, but we here, we're saying to you, help us, you know, to live a stressless life. I saw you wrote a powerful book.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of great insight in there. I don't want to spoil it for people. So I said, you know what? Let me just bring the author to come and share with us.
I'm so excited that you will say that. Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for having me. Now, I wrote this book 25 years ago.
Wow.
Because certain revelations were burning in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting married. I had lost my church, which was my job.
Mm.
And we're young, like we discussed earlier before the show began, 26, 23. And people were wondering, was she pregnant? We're committed Christians. She wasn't pregnant. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to be married.
Mm.
And it got to a point I had to ask myself questions. Are you ready to go into marriage? No job, no proper housing, etc. Like any normal person, I was concerned. And then the scriptures, which I will share shortly, came alive in my spirit.
Yeah.
And I entered into a space of rest that was unbelievable. Supernatural rest. The things that bothered other people didn't bother me. It was as though I could literally walk through the valley of the shadow of death and feel no evil. So I wrote this book 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it as a free gift to a friend of mine who tossed it in his nightstand for 1 year. At the end of 1 year, his wife reads it. Her life was so radically transformed that colleagues at work began to ask her, what happened? What happened? And she traced it to the book.
So
she came back and bought 30 books to give away.
Wow.
Now, I wrote, after a while, I stopped promoting it. And then I saw the devastation of the enemy on the whole globe in 2020. Unlike most people, we were prepared for it. So we knew the strategy of the enemy. We knew the PR campaign that was coming. We knew the conspiracy and the terror of fear that was about to be unleashed on the world. And I saw my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, no different than unbelievers. As scared, as terrorized, as ignorant. And here was I walking in such peace, going to sleep at night, no fear. People calling from the church, oh, they had the symptoms. We deal with it from the spirit.
Amen.
And we've lost no one. We have had no one hospitalized. And I felt guilty not to share with my family across the earth things that God has taught me, which I have lived and walked for 25 years. You see, those who have been mended by God become experts at mending those who are broken.
Yes,
let me attempt a definition of stress. I have a succinct definition in the book. You have to read the book to find that out. But let me give you a few words for stress. When you think of stress, you think pressure. You think aggravation. You think unease. You think an unsettledness, a foreboding, a constant expectation of evil for something to go wrong. Like our friends who are saying, I'm not broke, things are going great, something must be wrong somewhere. Now, I can divide stress into a few other things. Number one, fear. Have you seen the fear that was unleashed on the world? Have you seen a conspiracy between government and big media and big pharma and everybody just scaring us? Don't go out, cover your face, don't talk to anybody. In Australia, they actually told the people, don't talk to your neighbors. It's not time to talk to neighbors. You know, fear, Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, fear hath torment. I want you free from torment. Can you imagine the last 2 years? No fear at all. Can you imagine that kind of life? You're going through hell and high water and you are at perfect peace. I want you to have that. When you think stress, you think anxiety and worry. If fear is tormenting, anxiety is disempowering. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing.
But
in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will mount guard and garrison over your heart and your soul. Number three, shame. Shame is paralyzing. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is seated at the right hand of the Father. You don't have to deal with shame anymore. I want that for you. Number four, you think of inferiority. If fear is tormenting, anxiety is disempowering, and shame is paralyzing, inferiority complex is crippling. Jesus in John chapter 13 verse 3, the Bible says he knew who he was. He knew he had come to the end of his life on earth. He knew that all things had been given unto him. He knew he was about to go to the Father. So he took the lowliest of jobs reserved for the lowliest of slaves. You see, the secret of security is not knowing who you are. It's knowing whose you are. Jesus knew whose he was. And when you know whose you are, you don't compete with anyone. Because those who are complete in Christ, according to Colossians 2:10, who is the head of all principalities and powers, do not have a need to compete with any devil. Number five, boredom. This was huge for me. I dealt with this in my 30s and 40s. Boredom is weakening and it makes you vulnerable to temptation. King David fell into adultery because he was bored. Samson fell into Delilah's lap because he was tired and bored. You don't have to be bored. Jehovah has an exciting life for you. Number six, guilt. Guilt is demobilizing. 1 John chapter 3. If we have no guilt, our heart is assured before God. And we know that whatever we ask, He gives it to us. But when we have guilt, we lose our confidence of sonship. We can't approach with confidence and we don't get our prayers answered. But when we connect to the truth of God's word, whether we feel guilty or not, God's word can displace the guilt and we can have our connection with God. Number seven, religion without Christ is futility and vanity. And finally, a disconnect from grace and heaven's agenda, which is debilitating. It causes waste. I think of Cain after killing his brother. He said, "My punishment is too great for me. I will be a fugitive, a vagabond, and an aimless wanderer." God doesn't want you going aimlessly through life. He wants you to live with passion. He wants you to live with purpose. And He wants you to live with heavenly results. I could go on, Pastor, but I guess I should stop for now.
Hey, Lindy, I told you, call 911. I'm telling you, there's fire.
I can't keep up. I'm trying to write and I can't keep up.
No, I tell you, it's hectic. It's hectic. It's hectic. You know, child of God, I think what is most important, you need to understand that it is not the will of God for us to stress. It's not the will of God for us to be in pain. Mm-mm. It's not the plan of God, you know. You know, I personally believe, Mama Olu, that I told you that, you know, we don't understand the will of God.
We don't
understand the will of God. It really pained me. I was in DRC last year, and as I was about to minister, the Lord said, "Teach on the will of God." You know, that often than not, when people go through challenges, go through pain, or maybe there's a loss, you know, they would say, "It's the will of God. God willed it." And really, I was like, hey, this thing, it's so, so wrong. Because the Bible teaches us that His thoughts about us are good. That alone, how can God bring pain in my life? How can God cause me to stress? When Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He was praying, the Bible, He was distressed and He sweated blood. And His blood saves. So it simply means that He dealt with that stress. And that's basically what Pastor Olu, you know, in all the examples that He just given to us, of all the men of God and the people, you know, that we read about in the Bible, they went through these things, but how they ended up, I mean, overcoming. It just bring you in there just for a minute, Mama Tolu, what can you say about that?
You know, one of the things that I found out is, you know, the longer I've lived as a Christian, I found out that the most important thing that anybody could ever do is to have a vital relationship with Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And when you have that vital relationship, nothing stresses you to the extent that you lose your mind and you develop all kinds of things like that. Because, you know, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, while I was reading my Bible, I was reading the story of Joseph. When his brothers, when they tempted him, when they were angry because he told them his dream.
His dream, yeah.
And, you know, many times we as pastors, we say, oh, don't tell everybody your dream. Don't tell people what you want, what God has told you, because the enemy is going to work against you and things like that. Now, that is true in a sense. But I also want us to look at the fact that it was, he was working, God was working everything in his favor, because how would he have gone to Egypt? How would he have gone to the palace if his brothers did not sell him off into a caravan that took him there? So the most important thing that we could have is a vital relationship with heaven and with God. As long as you know that you're not allowing the devil to give you a package that does not belong to you. You're not accepting the devil's package. If you know that you are in the middle of God's agenda, you're in the middle of God's will, you are in tune with God, you are in tune with heaven, you're doing the right thing, you're saying the right things, you're going to the right places, God will make everything to work out and he will protect you through it all. I'm sure in your journey as Christians, your pastors too, we've all gone through all kinds of ups and downs in the ministry. But we have seen the protective and comforting hand of Jesus, somehow or the other, working things together, the master weaver weaving the different fabrics and bringing something beautiful, bringing a beautiful pattern out of something that even we don't understand. So I think the most important and the most vital thing, like I've said over and over again, is that vital relationship with Jesus Christ.
And being comfortable, Pastor Olu, being comfortable in whatever circumstance you find yourself in, which I think that's what will cause one not to be stressed over nothing, to understand that whatsoever that I'm going through, it is not the end, but it's the means to the end. You know, it's taking me to the end, as Mama Tolu is saying, that, you know, being sold, being in prison, being wrongfully accused, and it was all working towards. So at the end of the day, I think what is critical and what is important, as you say, your relationship with God, when you know you are comfortable, that you know what, God has my back. Irrespective of whatever that I'm going through right now, God has my back. No wonder Paul in Philippians 4, what you've just quoted, I mean, you quoted verse 6, I mean, in verse number 4, he says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. He says, rejoice always. Always rejoice. So in whatever circumstance that I find myself in, I just need to rejoice, because I know that he who has promised is faithful and will make sure that whatsoever that is declared upon my life, you know what, he will see it to finish until the day of our Lord Jesus. Lindy, just a minute before we get into a song.
I knew that one was coming. Just a minute. I have so much to say.
Okay.
But yeah, I have so much to say. So what I can say, you know, you're putting me, you know, in the corner right now.
We're having a conversation.
But I just want to take something that Mama just said, that you need to have a vital relationship with God. And when you know and you're comfortable and you're confident in your relationship with God, I mean, you don't allow anything, whatever circumstance or challenge that you go through, you don't allow it to put you down, because you know that, you know what, I'm just walking in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not here to reside. It's just, I'm just passing through. So that, you know, it keeps you, as Pastor was saying, you have peace. Because your mind is stayed on him. He will keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on him. That's what I'm going to say.
But Millard, just a closer walk with you.
Of course you are. The Father's Love Show on K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. with myself, Lindiwe, joined by my partner, as always, Bongane, and of course our special guest for this afternoon, Pastor Olu and Pastor Tolu. And we are having a wonderful time here in the studio. I'm telling you, what Pastor George is sharing with us today, indeed, it's life transforming. I trust that you are writing down. Yes, you have your notebook with you, and I hope you are keeping up as well, because I'm struggling too, because I mean, what Pastor George is sharing, it's so amazing and so life transforming. And you know, you spoke about you know, the points that you describe what stress could, you know, is. You spoke about fear, anxiety, shame, inferiority. And, you know, one of our listeners might be at home even right now, that, you know what, I'm a born again Christian. I love the Lord. I read my Bible. I pray. And, you know, when I find myself going through these things, I seem not to be able to handle it. You know, I feel like, you know, there's something that might be wrong with me. So I know that our listeners, you know, are listening. You know, one of them might be saying this thing. So how can you help them in order to overcome what they are going through, and for them to get to that place where God has prepared, you know, a place of tranquility in a way in their lives when they go through such challenges?
Well, before we went on the last break, Pastor Bongani raised a question about the will of God. Now, when I think of the will of God, I think of the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. It depends on how you look at it. Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. If the will of God were automatically done on earth, there would be no need to pray that it should be done. The implication is, if we don't pray thy will be done, his will not be done. So we can safely assume that the will of God is hardly being done in most homes, in most churches, in most marriages, in most people's lives. Because the will of God has to be enforced. Now, you need to know that the stressless life is God's will for you. It's important. And you don't need to know that in your head only. You need to know it in your spirit. The word of God is a living thing. It must become alive within you. Now, listen. Jesus made provision for this peace that passes all understanding. This peace that doesn't make any sense. This peace that laughs in the face of death, destruction, and lack. He made a provision for it, and he couldn't have suffered in vain. He says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find. So there's a rest he gives. There's a rest we must find through learning, through discipleship, through training. In John 14:27, he says, my peace I give you, not the peace of this world. You see, in this world, for you to have peace, everything has to be quiet. Everything has to be going your way. But Jesus was sleeping in a sheep, battered by a storm, in the middle of a storm, he was asleep, soundly asleep. That is the peace of God that he has offered to the church. You see, the greatest demonstration of spiritual power is ease, is the ability to go take the worst attack of hell and not be broken by it. The Bible says, the knowledge and wisdom shall be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. Salvation brings a stability to the life of the born-again Christians that nothing in this world could ever bring. The Bible says, in returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Why should you live a stress-free life? Because when you rest, when you enter into quietness and silence, then God acts. God doesn't like competition. If you are going to stay up all night worrying about your problems, solving your problems by your own effort, God will fold his arms and watch you do it. But when you cast all your cares, all your anxiety, all your guilt, all your shame on him and let him take over, then he will show you that he is a master strategist. This is very important. When you learn how to be quiet before the Lord, his voice becomes clearer. And victory is in his voice. That was the secret of David. David never lost a battle. Because before any battle, David secured a strategy from heaven. You need to live in a stress-free zone to access the voice of God, which is always coming to us. But we are distracted. We are not sensitive. We are not trained. There's too much noise. Advertisement, telephone, internet, television, people, peer pressure. But once you get quiet, suddenly that still small voice becomes accessible. So it is a revelation of the truth, so robust, so strong, so real, it provokes an automatic response. You're not even consciously reacting. You are just responding based on the depth of the revelation that has been imprinted in your soul. That is the key to the stressless life.
Wow. And what better way? You know, I'm you're going on and I'm looking at, I'm trying to find a summary. And what better summary than to say, you know, as Isaiah puts it, that he'll keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on him. And, you know, when you go to Hebrews 12 again, you know, from verses 9 going down, when it talks about God who has labored and entered the rest, and Jesus labored and entered the rest. And then it says, you know, in verse 11 that we must labor, we must endeavor, you know, to enter that rest, the same rest. And you're talking about this rest. And where do you find this rest? Verse number 12 then answers that, you know what, because before people say, no, but we're not supposed to be doing any works. Yes, you're not doing any works. You must enter. You must labor to enter the rest. Yeah. How do you enter the rest? And it says, and the word of God is active and is alive.
Yeah.
So you enter the rest by making sure that, as you say, be quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet where in his presence with him, fellowshipping with him in his word. And I tell you, when you begin to study the word of God and you discover the truths of God, it will give you the peace that God has ordained and desired for you.
Yes.
You can sleep in the midst of the storms like Jesus.
Yes.
You know why? Yeah. As your boat is tossing to and fro to a point where water is even coming inside your boat. But you still continue to sleep because you know that he has elevated and exalted his weight above even this situation.
Yes, that's true.
So this too has just come to pass.
Amen.
You know, it has just come to pass because, you know, at the end of the day, Jesus did promise us challenges. I mean, in John 16:33, he says, in this world, you'll face them.
Tribulations.
You know, but guess what? Be of good cheer. I've overcome.
Yes.
Even as they come, you just become of good cheer.
Yes.
Tinka Jones, thank you so very much. We see you on Facebook. She says, I'm excited to listen to my Monday morning startup program, the Throne Rooms Prayer Warriors. And it says, I love the declaration prayers.
Thank you
and
so
Samuel
much.
Adams also, thank you so much on Facebook. We see you. Pastor Emotions. Is also part of stress, and we can go on. What does he say? We can go on and on. Amen. Please answer me on that. Emotion also part of stress.
Yes.
Samuel Adams is asking about that. And thank you also, TC. We love you. She says, amen. I engage you. Thank you so much. We love you so much, TC.
Amen.
And please do send in those messages. Maybe let me give Mama Tolu just this 1 minute just to say something, you know, to add on what Papa has been saying here.
You know, in my years of being a Christian and in being in the ministry, I have found out that, like I said earlier on, that you need a vital relationship. But you have to have a knowing. Like you quoted the scripture so accurately. It says that he has exalted his word over his name. As powerful as the name of Jesus is, in which every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that Jesus is Lord, the word of God is even more powerful.
The
Bible says that it is impossible for that word for it not to come to pass. It is impossible for one tittle to not come to pass. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but the word of God must come to pass. So what other wonderful way can we face our situations other than speaking the word, declaring the word, putting the word upon whatever it is that we are facing? When the circumstances speak to us, and I believe that everything in creation has ears. The circumstances have ears. The table has ears. The atmosphere has ears. You speak the word you activate the angels who go out to bring that word to pass according to the word of God. And you also compel that situation yield to the word of God. So I believe that has been our most powerful strategy. Sometimes you speak the word, even if you don't really think you believe it, but just speak it. Because the power is not necessarily in what you believe. The power is necessarily in what you are believing in. And that is the word of God.
Come on.
It is impossible for God's word to fail. And we speak it over sickness. We speak it over the whatever situation, financial situation. And somehow the Bible says that God will make everything to work together, to come together. The angels will bring it all together just for you because they are listening to the voice of the word of God.
Amen. And he will not allow his way to come back to him, boy.
No.
Ours is just to declare. Lindy.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. You see, now you are talking my language about the word of God. I love Hebrews 4 verse 12, especially in the Amplified version where it talks about, you know, the word of God, the word that God speaks, it's alive and full of power, making it active operative, energizing, and effective. I mean, when you speak the word of God, whatever the situation that you're going through, let me tell you, you know, it will be active. It will change your situation. You know, it will be energizing. When you feel you're weak, it will give you strength, energy in order to deal with what you're facing at that particular time.
Yes.
So there's nothing that you can go through that the word of God will not be able to handle. As you are saying, it's impossible for the word of God not to come to pass.
Yes.
I love the word of God.
It's impossible for the word of God not to come to pass because he's so confident. He says, I will not allow it. When it goes forth, it doesn't come back to me void.
Yes,
child of God, if you want more of these truths, they are found in this beautiful and powerful book by Pastor Olu George, Stressless and Live Full. Stressless, basically living your life stressless.
2022.
I'm pausing on purpose because somebody is asking a question. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible.
It is. Yeah.
And that's what God, you know, desires for you to have, to live a stressless life and live full.
Yes.
Live in the fullness, you know, of God. You know, the Bible says he will wipe every tear from the eye. It's because we're going to cry and see all the things that we're supposed to achieve and we could not achieve, you know, at the time when we get to heaven and see what God had in store for us.
Yes.
And then we say, oh my God, there goes my house in Kemp's Bay. But anyway, we'll be right back.
Being unable to work and not have the ability to earn an income, even if it's just temporary, is a terrifying prospect, especially if you have a family who depend on you. For this reason, Radio Cape Pulpit, in partnership with Infusion Financial Services, have come up with an affordable and efficient income protector plan just for you. It covers your income of up to 30,000 rand per month from as little as 69 rand per month. Send the word income to 37988 and we will call you. Infusion Financial Services is an authorized financial services provider.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yes, it is the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit, 729 AM with Bongani and, of course, Lindy. Unfortunately, Lindy, we've run out of time. You know, this time
it's
thing,
always the
you know,
case when we are having fun.
You know, when we're having fun, I wish, Pastor Tolu, I wish that I can have the Joshua anointing and just put it on hold and hold.
We can try sometime.
Yeah. Pastor Olu, your final words the question: if stress is part of emotions, and then please pray for us.
Thank you for asking that question. Your emotions are actually the target of stress because emotions move us. It's emotion. And once you've been destabilized emotionally, you are grounded. You're not going anywhere. So that is the target of the stress. It's affecting you on an emotional level. But remember, I said it's not who you are, like the world says. That's the world language. Who you are in the kingdom is whose you are. So when your spirit, your soul, your body is dedicated to Jesus, dedicated to the word of God, then your emotions are submitted to the Holy Spirit. That's where the fruit of the Spirit comes in. And then distress is not permitted to destabilize your emotion. You become like a solid rock.
Come on.
So yield your emotions, yield your intellect, your mind, yield your volition, your will, that part of you where you make decisions. God gave us the greatest gift of all, free will. Now take that free will and give it back to God and become a love slave of God. And Satan can't mess with your emotions.
Amen. Please pray for us, just a minute.
Oh, Divine Master, let your peace, the peace that you gave us on Calvary's cross, the peace that was unleashed when you rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, the peace that issues from your presence as you save us to the uttermost, interceding for us, let this peace come upon my listeners, Father, right now. I pray for a fresh hunger for truth, a fresh passion and thirst for the eternal words of God to come into their lives. An insatiable hunger. The more they study, the more they meditate, the more they want to. And Father God, that which you have done for me this last 20 something years, I pray that you will do even greater in every person who is seeking and trusting and believing right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you so very much. Wow. At the top of the hour, the news is coming up, and immediately after that, Gilmore Thunder with Leif Steele. Don't you change that dial. Pastor Olu,
yes,
Pastor
sir.
Tolu, thank you so much. We pray that may God continue to bless,
amen,
increase you, and cause His grace to abound towards your life.
Amen.
My love, I think we need to bring them back, right?
Yeah, we're not done.
Still more. There's still more.
Yes.
The privilege and the honor is really ours.
Amen.
So we thank you.
And we thank you for having us over on your wonderful show.
Thank you so very much. Till next time, same place,
same time,
where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through. And it's found
in the word
of God.
Amen.
God bless. Oh, by the way, the book, The Stressless Life, Live Full, it is found where, Pastor Olu?
WhatsApp 081-300-6633, and I'll tell you how to get it.
081-300-6633. WhatsApp, and then you'll get the book.
Yes.
Let's finish all the books.
Amen.
Today.
Amen to that.
Let him be sold out.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Take out your phone. 081-300-6633. God bless.
There is radio and radio. And then there is Radio Cape Pulpit on 729 AM. Can you hear the difference?
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.